This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Turning Over a New Leaf, Transform a New Life, the Doc and Donna Show, featuring Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation and Donna Appel, health style counselor and coach with a voice for change. They are exposing the truth about weight loss, hormones, and more. Here's Doc and Donna.
Hi, everybody. Donna Appel here. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, Donna. Doing great. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy belated Father's Day, too, Doc.
Absolutely, yes. Nice, a nice day. Thanks very much.
Good. I hope all our listeners out there had a nice day as well. It is Monday. It's noon if you're here on the East Coast, and it's 9 a.m. if you're on the West Coast. And Doc and I today are going to be discussing hormones, health, healing, and the big lie. And for those of you that don't know about the big lie, I learned about this from Doc, and it's all about leptin, insulin, and estrogen. So these are pretty powerful words, and Doc and I are going to be discussing, talking, whatever, relaying some stories. Doc's going to give us his expertise and his feelings on a hot, hot topic. You want to jump in there, Doc?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's something that came to me, you know, over the years of treating people. We'll talk about hormones a lot and how we treat. Of course, hormones by themselves are a hot topic these days. More and more people are becoming aware that we're having hormonal issues. So a big part of what people are looking for is better hormonal care. And we have some real specific theories on how we approach hormonal balancing. We think it's an absolute necessity. It's very important and effective to feel better, but it's got to be done the right way. And just like all things in nature, there's a balance. And so when we talk about hormonal deficiencies, you know, a lot of people will be aware and can think about thyroid problems, and now, you know, testosterone deficiency is becoming a hotter topic in men, and progesterone deficiency, growth hormone deficiencies. But the flip side of it are the excesses. There's too much, too high hormone levels in our bodies, toxicities, if you will. And of course, detoxification is another big aspect of what we do. But when you look around the world and you go for a walk down the street or in the mall, you see what I see as a physician, a natural physician, and what everybody is starting to see is just toxic people that are very excessive in these three key, very powerful hormones, and it's leptin, insulin, and estrogen. And so it made a lot of sense to call it a lie, if you will, because we've really been misled about what these hormones are and how they should be used and the proper balance. So it's a fun topic to talk about, because not only can we explain what's going on with them, but when you know how to correct the levels as we do, Donna, you know, things change so quickly.
Yeah.
That's the key, is getting people back to health quickly.
Yep, they sure do, Doc. I know when I started on with you, I had ridiculous hunger. I was hungry all the time. And you explained what leptin was, and it's really our hunger hormone. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's a good one to start with. Leptin's probably the one people are the least aware of, but it is the hormone that our body produces when we eat. So the reason we produce it is to feel full. So satiety, or the satisfaction of eating. The reason that happens is because when we eat food, our leptin levels increase, and that increase usually tells us that we are becoming satisfied and we don't want to eat anymore. What's happening now, though, is because we're eating fake food and we have other such major biochemical problems, and we're all gaining weight and getting food and chemical addictions, we eat more and more and more than we should. We're becoming heavier than we should, and we become resistant to the leptin. So the leptin is starting to be produced in such higher and higher increasing amounts that it stops working. Now, in scientific terms, this is known as negative feedback response or cellular receptor down regulation. Those are a lot of fancy words there, but really if we're producing more and more of this chemical, our bodies will stop responding to it. So we become resistant to leptin, and very simply, we don't know when to stop eating. We get hungrier and hungrier. We get heavier and heavier. And that is one of the things you absolutely have to turn around in people. And you've got to do it quickly. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to know where you're starting from. So every person should have their leptin level tested. It's a fasting blood test. And every doctor should know what that level means and how to reverse it quickly. And that's one aspect that we're very skilled in and something that we want to teach others, because that is how we treat people and not only get them healthy and have them lose weight and get off their meds and all of that great stuff, but it's why within a few weeks to months they say, I'm not as hungry as I used to be. I can eat normal meals now. And holy cow, Americans eat way too much.
Yeah, right. So Doc, you talk about turning it around quickly. That quickly is to alleviate that issue, make it go away as quickly as possible?
Right. You want to restore sensitivity to your body's leptin response. And basically the way you do that is to use a reduced food calorie diet without having your patients get hungry. That's why diets never work and reduced calorie diets don't work, because you're not fixing that problem along with a lot of the other problems we'll fix. And we'll talk about the other two hormonal issues too, which again are just a drop in the bucket of all of the biochemical things we fix. But you have to reduce that leptin level quickly, and you have to do it in a way that it is not too painful. So you don't want to tell people to stop eating. You don't like telling, you know, fasting diets. We don't really like low calorie long-term diets. But if you know how to use a medical grade detoxification protocol that does do this for a short time, but also makes it enjoyable, if you will, you can reduce this leptin level and you can restore the sensitivity within a few weeks. And that's the power of part of what we know how to do, restore that leptin sensitivity.
And so, I mean, I know about the program, so, you know, I just thought I'd chime in there with, when Doc talks about a few weeks, he's talking about 3 weeks. You know, you can do a whole lot to turn this around in 3 weeks' time. And for those that are, you know, have a bigger issue, you can go up to a six-week program. So imagine turning that switch around in a matter of 3 to 6 weeks. It's pretty amazing. I know for me myself, it was a matter of 3 weeks that it turned that around, and those levels did not return. That's the big thing.
Right.
Right, Doc? I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to jump in there real quick and let everybody know. However, you have to listen. You know, you just can't go on a program, detox, get those leptin levels down, and then resume old habits.
Right, and you shouldn't want to, but you've got to attack the whole problem, right? I mean, there's more than just one piece of the puzzle. You've got to get away from the toxic and addictive foods. You've got to get away from the chemicals. You've got to get your other hormonal and biochemical issues fixed, or it won't work. You've got to have a coach. You've got to learn healthy living. You've got to change your habits, but it all works together. You can't change your habits without getting biochemically corrected. And really, the more you know, the more empowered you are. So if you have a physician that's saying, well, your leptin level is 50, no wonder you're hungry. Let's get it down to 5. When you know that and you see it on your labs, and then you have a coach, Donna, like you, coaching you as to how to do this and change your habits. And when all that happens within a few weeks, it's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible, Doc. It is. That's what, you know, I guess people have been so led for such a long time, you know, with, like you're saying, with low calorie diets, not facing this leptin. I know before I came to you, I never knew what leptin was. I didn't know we had a switch or a hunger hormone or whatever the heck you want to call it. I had no idea. I just thought it was me being, unable to control a bad habit. So, you know, it's not true. And that's what's so exciting about all of this. That's why the big lie is so prevalent and so in need of educating people about the lie. And again, that's leptin, insulin, and estrogen. So like you said, Doc, it's not just about leptin.
Right, and leptin is certainly a good one to kick off with, and it is, unfortunately, kind of a lie. It really is, why don't we know about this? Why aren't doctors educated about this? Why isn't the public educated about this? And why aren't more people aware of how it works? Maybe because it's new, and it does take time for things to kind of saturate and for clinicians and physicians and people like you and us to really understand it and start to teach. And maybe this is it. Maybe it took a team like us to get out there and start teaching this stuff. But maybe it's not. Maybe it really is. Maybe people really are being misled by the way the world works to just keep eating the way they are, not really being educated about food, not being educated about why diabetes and obesity is such a problem, and just keep being fed more medications and symptom control and big pharmaceutical type treatment to cover up the symptoms. But it's time to get it out, obviously. And even those who are on the right track, this is really new information. So there are people out there that are starting to understand the biochemistry behind hunger and weight gain. And I think we're gonna find a lot more about leptin as time goes on. I think we're gonna find that it's probably an inflammatory hormone. I think it's probably gonna be part of the cancer game. It's gonna be a big player in illness as we're learning more and more about insulin doing the same things and estrogens as well. But people have been talking for a few years with other detoxification protocols and the HCG protocols out there that are resulting in some weight loss. You'll hear some people mentioning, hunger correction and hypothalamus being reset and things like that. Right. And they're on the right track, but even they don't really understand what's happening. And the leptin question is a big part of it. That's why we're so passionate about getting that level tested, retesting it, and showing they're right in black and white in the scientific data. Look at the leptin level. Just look at that one number alone will show exactly what's happening, not just random terms like resetting your hypothalamus or just someone generally saying, hey, I'm not as hungry as I used to be. Well, of course you're not. You're not 50 pounds overweight anymore. Well, from a scientific standpoint, from a medical standpoint, we can say right then and there, the leptin was a resistant problem at 50. Now it's 5. The leptin mechanism has been restored, and so now the hunger feedback loop works the way it should be. So I love that kind of stuff, because in that scientific power, we can really show strongly what we're doing. I mean, it's right there. We're talking that scientific language that has become the norm and is really, I think, lacking from a lot of natural care these days.
Yeah, no, I agree, Doc. I agree. It's hopefully we get this going and get this out there quickly enough, because as you well know, I am a huge child advocate, and obesity in this country with kids is staggering, just staggering. And, I see these kids go out and like me, they don't know though. Everybody says, oh, they're growing, they're young, they need lots of food and, right. Supersize me and they just keep eating. And I'm sure nobody's teaching this in the schools and explaining to kids about leptin or even about hormones in general or health for that matter. So, it's right. Big. This is really, it's a big, we're going to make it the big truth and turn that lie around and start really educating people and get those leptin levels lower and move them into, educating them a little bit on the next letter, which is insulin, unless you wanted to add something about leptin, because insulin's my big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes you right into insulin. And real quickly, though, to finish up with leptin, you're absolutely right. With younger people, with children, it should be tested. As kids start to become overweight, as they start to get out of their normal, body parameters, this should be tested. Because if a doctor could say, look at your, Johnny or Katie is, heavier than they should be, but look, this is where the problem is the leptin's climbing. and it shouldn't. This is a problem that we want to reverse. And it rubs me really wrong too, Donna, when you talk about big babies and things like that, because that's the beginning of it. You don't want to see big babies, and there's something natural about a family saying, "Oh, look how big my baby is." Well, you know, big and strong is good, but this is becoming a problem with heavier kids and heavier babies and more juvenile diabetes and all the problems that being heavy leads to. So right into insulin as we head into the break here. Insulin is just as big, if not bigger, and it's the same. It's the same concept. So that's why it's good to start with this concept of resistance, the real story behind insulin and diabetes and sugar and you know, diet that we're going to have a heyday with here after the break is very easy to explain and reverse and prevent diabetes.
Right. You're right, Doc. And you're just right. I mean, it could be crazy. I get speechless at times, but we're here today. We're talking with Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation, and I am Donna Appel of A Voice for Change, and our topic today is hormones, health, healing, and the big lie. For those that are just tuning in, the big lie is leptin, insulin, and estrogen. So we hope everybody will tune back into us. We'll be right back after a station break.
Looking for a way back to great health and wellness without leaving the comfort of your home? Look no further than to the New Medicine Foundation. NMF is providing anyone a way back to health naturally, efficiently, and virtually anywhere in the world. NMF focuses on the whole family giving support and guidance along with high-quality medical solutions for most medical conditions. NMF uses only the highest quality scientific and naturally compounded detoxification programs along with saliva-based hormonal and adrenal balancing. Extensive blood analysis, nutritional solutions, and educational healing programs. Contact the New Medicine Foundation today at newmedicinefoundation.com as they are providing the standard for natural health care for the world of tomorrow, today.
Tired of being sick and tired? Stuck in the weight loss abyss? Don't know who to turn to or believe? Want the truth about hormones, obesity, diabetes, menopause, fertility, cancer, prostate problems, ADHD, arthritis? The list goes on and on. Let life transformation specialists Donna Appel and Autumn Heyman of A Voice for Change guide you through the maze. They're dedicated to the health of the mind, body, and spirit. It's their mission to bring you and those you love the facts and truth, along with alternative solutions to weight loss, nutrients, pharmaceutical drugs, food sources, and industry standards, disease, and other related health and wellness topics. Contact A Voice for Change today at www.avoiceforchange.com and let them help you turn over a new leaf and transform a new life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Doc and Donna Show. This afternoon we are talking about, or I guess it's this morning for some of us out there, we're talking about hormones, health, healing, and the big lie. For those that are just tuning in, the big lie is we're referring to leptin, insulin, and estrogen. And I'm here with my partner in crime, Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation. Hi, Doc.
Yep. Yep, it's the crime of natural health. Hey, Donna, good to be here.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to for those of you just tuning in, you'll have to listen to the rebroadcast to get the information on leptin, and because we're about to segue into our chatting on insulin, which is the I part of the big lie. Do you want to jump in there, Doc, and start sharing a little insulin stories with us?
You bet. Well, you know, we're just talking about the hormonal excesses out there, and leptin's a huge one, so I hope our listeners do listen to that first 20 minutes. It's a great hormone to know about. Insulin's the big one, just as big, if not bigger, because everybody really knows what insulin is, and the entire diabetes epidemic, and we like to call it diabesity because obesity goes right along with it. And there's even some, you know, there's a lot of forces at work, even with stage one, type one diabetes, which is more of a pancreas problem and an autoimmune problem, but we deal with that as well. But, you know, diabetes is really simple. It's sugar, right, Donna? I mean,
yeah.
We're eating sugar in 50 different forms.
Yeah.
It's, I think, become the foundation of our diet, and it creates insulin, and too much insulin creates diabetes. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
So insulin excesses are huge. The best test, there are lots of tests to test for sugar, and we test them all. The way the traditional doctors test, which is to just test your finger stick sugar, which is your fasting blood sugar, is the weakest way to test. You're basically not going to find diabetes until you've got it. So the fact that that's what they rely upon to diagnose diabetes is ridiculous.
How about pre-diabetes, though, Doc?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing. I mean, the sugar level is going to climb, but it's going to climb last. What climbs first are our insulin levels. So every physician and every patient, at least the first time they see that patient, and not if they're worried about diabetes, but just as a screening preventative test, should be checking a fasting insulin level.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you see pre-diabetes happening. And that's what we do. And it's rare to this day that doctors check this. And very simply, the first thing that's going to climb in someone who's eating too much sugar and whose body is gaining weight and who's on that path to diabetes, which two-thirds of our population is on that path, whether they know it or not, you're going to very simply see insulin levels. When you're not eating, the fasting levels start to climb. You become resistant to the insulin, and even when you're not eating, you're having higher and higher levels of that hormone in your system, and that is what starts to wreak havoc on your body.
Hmm. What are some of the symptoms, Doc? How does somebody know if they're not getting tested? Would there be any telltale signs?
No, not necessarily. I mean, that's the problem with all of these chronic illnesses, is you don't hear or see the inflammation of heart disease coming. You don't hear or see the gradually increasing blood sugar levels coming until you have symptoms. So the symptoms of diabetes, which are, you know, you have your first diabetic episode of thirst or excessive urination or even a coma, you know, way too far gone. If you're looking at fasting insulin levels, you're going to see these things coming decades before you actually get diabetes. It's so easy to see them coming and reverse them. So that's, again, what we do. It's insulin, and it's very easy to not just reverse, but that word prevent. You can actually prevent these things.
Yeah. Well, you know how I am with this whole sugar thing. You know, for me, it's sugar cane versus cocaine. And
right.
They're that addictive. You know, I've just learned to, I don't eat sugar. I just don't eat it anymore. And I love it. You know, I love chocolate cake. I love ice cream. I love all that stuff. But I also know that it's highly addictive and it's really bad for me. It makes me feel bad. So, you know, a couple of minutes on the lips, you got to get that great old taste, and then it goes right to, you know, my fat stores on my body. So I'm just staying away from it completely. And I know that, you know, excess sugar like that, a lot of carbs turn to sugars, and cancer feeds off of sugar. You know, the last thing I want to be doing is feeding my body something that's going to feed cancer cells. So.
Yep. And that's something that, like, Jack LaLanne did very correctly. I mean, he avoided sugar his whole life, and it helped get him into the 90s. I think there's a few other things he could have done from our standpoint that probably would keep even healthier, but avoiding it is a good focus. You know, we believe you can get back to some healthy, you know, moderation, but really when you're coming from where most Americans and even the modern world now in other countries as well, you know, we need to educate about sugar, about glycemic index of foods. So we're talking about things like white bread, you know, being about the same as table sugar in the body. It's just immediately these highly processed starches are immediately converted to very high levels of sugar in the body, which again results in high insulin levels. And as we become resistant to these insulin levels, as we become resistant to leptin and get hungrier, we become insulin resistant, and that's what leads to diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And fasting insulin should be less than 5. That's the optimal levels, or even undetectable, less than 2. The lower the better when you're not eating. You shouldn't need insulin in your system because you don't have these high levels of sugar. When you get tested, if they're climbing 10, 15, 20, 25, you're becoming more and more insulin resistant, and it's just a matter of time before you become diabetic. You're already having, though, the associated problems with high insulin. Insulin is inflammatory. It promotes weight gain. It promotes fat creation, swelling, bloating, you know, all the things we don't want. So yeah. We need to get educated about it. We need to be tested. We need to have a health team and educational coaches that teach us what it is, how to avoid it, how to get it down quickly. And when you do this, you, of course, you feel better, you look better, you lose weight, you know, all those things. But how about you don't get diabetes? How about you don't have that game player in the creation of heart disease and cancer? I mean, all of this stuff leads to these horrible illnesses that are really killing us and bankrupting us. And it's as simple as getting tested, getting treated effectively and naturally, and most importantly, getting educated on how it all works, which is, it's easy to do.
Right, right. And it's, you know, this whole insulin, sugar, you know, I just call it sugar. This whole sugar thing, it's all around us. It's everywhere. So part of the, right, Doc? I mean, it's everywhere. Everywhere you turn, every, you know, walk down the street and ice cream stands or hot dog stands or, there, you know, I'm not going to name names, but fast food restaurants,
yeah.
Pizza parlors. You know, I went to a benefit yesterday and they had tons of meat, you know, barbecue sauce for the meat, baked beans. All of this stuff was just sugar, 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 white pasta. And there was hardly any vegetables in this cold white pasta dish.
Wow.
I just sat there and by the way, everybody, this was a benefit that I went to for a person that was riding their bicycle down the street and fell over on their side and just crashed and they had a stroke. So, you know, and here is one of the attendees at the benefit that we had a benefit for the week before, 89 pounds. She has pancreatic cancer, 89
wow.
pounds. And she's, you know, I don't know if she's 50 years old. So it's a real problem, you know, and we really need to take a look at the quality and the kinds of sugar that we're eating and really, not sugar, but food that we're eating and really become educated and really start to turn things around. It's very upsetting when your friends start, you know, coming down with these diseases that you've been trying to talk to them, you know, about for a while, and they're not listening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and insulin plays a role not just in diabetes, as we were talking about, but it's inflammatory. It plays a huge role. Now we know in Alzheimer's, which is inflammation of the brain, cardiovascular disease, inflammation of the heart and artery system. So insulin is, of course, it's an important hormone, but we have way too much of it. It's the one of the big three, the LIE hormones we're talking about, the big lie. We don't understand it as much as we should. We're just really been led to believe that diabetes happens. Yes, it's an epidemic. We don't really know why. We'll wait till you get it, and then we'll treat you with medicines. I mean, it's just a joke how we're going about this when the science and the understanding of how this is all happening is very, very well known now. And the treatment systems to restore health are there. I mean, we do this all day long for people around the world. It works very quickly. We find where they are. We get things fixed. We educate them. And within a matter of weeks to months maximum, they're healthy. And almost everything goes away. And it's by focusing on these key biochemical issues. There's of course, a lot of them. This is just one topic today. But these excesses of hormones are a huge part of it. And it's unbelievable that we're surrounded by a world that is drowning in illness and drowning in obesity and weight gain and these bodies that are just miserable. I mean, our bodies are absolutely miserable when it's very easy to understand what's happening. I mean, we can look, anybody that's involved with the foundation can look at any one of their friends, family, or just anybody they pass in the street and see these things happening. I mean, when somebody's overweight, when they're bloated, when they're you know, addicted to the sugars like you're talking about, it's easy to, you know, they're going to get sick. Unfortunately, that's what happens these days is you're going to get diabetes. You're going to get something horrible. It's going to be a question of what gets you first. It's going to break your bank. It's going to, you know, bankrupt you. It's bankrupting the country. I mean, our healthcare system is completely unsustainable because we're just letting all of these things happen and ignoring the truth.
Right.
Well, this is it. If you're listening to this show, this is the truth. You can get healthy quickly, and it's the best thing you could ever do for your life and your bank account because you won't have the expense of being sick.
Right. And, you know, Doc, it's good that you're bringing up the bank account. I hear that all the time. People say, oh, I can't afford to, you know, to shop organic and buy organic foods, or I can't afford to come and see Dr. Pearson. And then you start investigating what's out there, what they're paying for medical insurance, what they're paying for drugs, and beyond that, what, like my friends, what quality of life do they have now? These are people that said they couldn't afford it.
Right.
You know, and now they, I mean, my one friend, the one that had the stroke, he can't talk. He can't speak. He's lucky to be walking. The whole right side of his body is swollen, twice the size of the other side of the body. So, you know, what price do people put on that, Doc?
Right. I mean, it's unfortunate that that life, that first emergency event, if you're lucky enough to survive it, is oftentimes the first time people pay attention to their health. And, you know, it's our society's fault. Our doctors have been trained to take care of people and tell them everything's okay until it's not. When we should be focusing on restoring health and focusing on what we focus on. This is why we do what we do. We couldn't live in a, I couldn't work in a system like that. And I couldn't work and see, you know, just keep my patients out of the grave. So yeah, you can't not afford it. You cannot afford to not pay attention to your health because when the ride's over and you wake up in the hospital or you don't wake up at all, there's nothing left.
Right.
There's nothing left. You know, if you don't wake up, there's nothing left. And if you do wake up, you're gonna be bankrupt soon because the economics of being sick are horrible, and you've lost your most valuable asset, which is your vitality and your ability to be alive and thrive and enjoy this time on earth. So it's unbelievable. You know, what the world seems crazy to us, doesn't it? That's where it has. That's how bad it's gotten. Luckily, we see the tide shifting, and more people really want the answers. But we've got to get it to them. We've got to be that voice that people know to come to get the answers quickly.
Right, right. Well, that's why I named my company A Voice for Change. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, that's my passion, is to get it out there. And I don't want people like my friends, you know, going to the other side, as I like to refer to it. You know, I want them on my side of the healthy fence. And I'm not a saint. You know, I have my splurges, but it's becoming less and less and less. And I am totally now, rarely. I mean, I did yesterday. I ate a little bit of that non-organic meat. Did not taste good. You know, I had a spoonful of baked beans, did not taste good. I mean, I'm just not going to go back there anymore. I'm going to start packing stuff to bring along with me and set a good example because it's not worth it. When I'm looking at two friends standing side by side, one weighs 89 pounds and another one can't even speak, you know, then you're going to start putting, somebody's got to put a price tag on that, on health. You know, what it is to be healthy. And we're going into our children. We're going to start tapping into their ability to live a healthy life. And what's the age now, Doc? We're starting to see diabetes and high blood pressure and so forth. It's getting pretty young, isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually getting reports of high cholesterol and high blood pressure in pre-10-year-olds. You know, I personally, from a biochemical standpoint, I see these things happening at birth. I see babies and I see, you know, very young children showing the physical signs of these imbalances. So it's unbelievable. You know, they're coming out of the womb toxic, tons of vaccinations, tons of, you know, GMO soy formula, and just all of the things that promote these unhealthy bodies are happening very, very young. But yeah, scientifically, you know, medically, we're seeing high cholesterol in 8-year-olds, and diabetes happening younger and younger, and hearing that the answer is putting 8-year-olds on statins, or this is part of what happens. I mean, doesn't make any sense. And yeah, it's no fun to get sick. It's unsustainable. I mean, this country cannot afford to take care of all of these sick people, period. So I think it's the number one reason why we are bankrupt, why this country is having such economic issue, is because the healthcare is so unsustainable. Where everybody's sick, it's too expensive to take care of that sickness, and that's what we always, why we always say the best financial move you'll make is to get healthy, because guess what? It'd be pretty nice to not have to pay to see doctors very much, not have to pay to have any medications. You would stop spending money on all that food you're addicted to. Of course, you're still going to enjoy food and eat well, but it's going to be healthy food. You're going to eat normal amounts, and you're going to feel good, and you're not going to need, over-the-counter stuff because you don't feel good. You're not going to need that third cup of coffee because you don't feel good. Right. I mean, you save money all over the place, and it starts with you. It starts with one person, but it's going to reach up to the country and the world becoming a much healthier and more sustainable place.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, people have to realize, like you said, I'm going to tell you now, here's two people out of my little clique that are no longer productive members of society. We now have to take care of them. And that's what these benefits were for. We're trying to raise money for them to help cover their medical costs. So, where's the savings? Now they have no money. Like you said, doc, they're going bankrupt. So,
yeah, absolutely.
People have to pick. they have to make a decision, a conscious decision on how they're going to spend their money.
Yeah, and all of this that we're talking about, even hormonal balance, there's a right and a wrong way to do it, and it all plays into getting sick. And yeah, unfortunately, I've got the personal stories too of close friends that just never really got on board with us, and they have that event, and it's not pretty. I mean, it really bums me out too. It's whether it's the small stroke. So I just had a small stroke. And a couple days in the hospital to the tune of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, or a massive heart attack and someone who wasn't taking care of themselves, and you're talking six figures there. Your insurance might cover some of it for a while, but guess what? All those insurance costs are going to get passed down to us as insurance rates keeps going through the roof, and they don't really pay for what gets you healthy. So it's a mess, and the best thing you can do is just take control of your health, get healthy, get tested on some of these things we talk about, get treated and get educated, and then pass it forward. Pay it forward to your friends and family, and get them on board the health train, right?
Right, right. Well, that's what I do all the time. I'm always sharing and talking. I mean, that was, we had a little gift basket there yesterday, and I put all my stuff in there, and supplements and books, and that's the best that you can, hope for, is to just share, get the information out there, educate people.
Yep, that's what we're doing, and it's a wonderful thing because it works so well. I think we'll touch on the last hormone, which is a real controversial one, with estrogen.
Yeah.
There's goods and bads to it. It's the E of LIE, and we're going to do a little break, right? And then we'll come back and take that and see if we have any callers.
There you go. Well, I'm here with Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation and Donna Appel, that's me, from A Voice for Change. And we're discussing hormones, health, healing, and the big lie. And we'll be right back.
Looking for a way back to great health and wellness without leaving the comfort of your home? Look no further than to the New Medicine Foundation. NMF is providing anyone a way back to health naturally, efficiently, and virtually anywhere in the world. NMF focuses on the whole family giving support and guidance along with high-quality medical solutions for most medical conditions. NMF uses only the highest quality scientific and naturally compounded detoxification programs along with saliva-based hormonal and adrenal balancing, extensive blood analysis, nutritional solutions, and educational healing programs. Contact the New Medicine Foundation today at newmedicinefoundation.com as they are providing the standard for natural health care for the world of tomorrow, today.
Tired of being sick and tired? Stuck in the weight loss abyss? Don't know who to turn to or believe? Want the truth about hormones, obesity, diabetes, menopause, fertility, cancer, prostate problems, ADHD, arthritis? The list goes on and on. Let life transformation specialists Donna Appel and Autumn Heyman of A Voice for Change guide you through the maze. They're dedicated to the health of the mind, body, and spirit. It's their mission to bring you and those you love the facts and truth, along with alternative solutions to weight loss, nutrients, pharmaceutical drugs, food sources, and industry standards, disease, and other related health and wellness topics. Contact A Voice for Change today at www.avoiceforchange.com and let them help you turn over a new leaf and transform a new life.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Edward W. Pearson. I'm Donna Appel, docs with the New Medicine Foundation, and I'm with A Voice for Change. And we've been discussing hormones, health, healing, and the big lie. For those of you that don't know about the big lie, it's leptin, insulin, and estrogen. That's our big topic for today. If you missed our chatting about leptin and insulin, got to check back and listen to the recording of the show today. It's pretty important stuff that we feel everybody needs to understand and know. And on that one, you know, we've also are opening lines today, so you can chat with Dr. Pearson live. Feel free to call in. I've got, Doc, I guess we should just kind of segue in for now into the estrogen part of the big lie.
Yeah, this is a hot topic, and you know, a lot of good information to discuss. You know, basically, these are three hormones among the many things we check that everybody should have checked. And when it comes to estrogen, there's actually three different forms of estrogen, and we won't get into that today. But there's been a lot of mistreatment of women over the years with estrogen, and now compounded by now this huge environmental problem of excess estrogen in our environment. So, I'll try not to get too biochemical like I often do, but you can keep me grounded like as you always do. But there are, you know, there's way too much. We're using estrogen way too much in medical treatment. Women have really been over-treated, first with synthetic estrogens, and we're talking about the horse urines, the Premarins, really over-treated for many, many years, and that became glaringly obvious back with the Women's Health Initiative study where women were getting a lot of health problems from that. But then we went in and substituted that with natural estrogen. And I do agree with using bioidentical estrogen in when the time is right in optimal and conservative doses. But for the most part, women continued to be over-treated with estrogen. So we started to find, you know, the common patient coming to us, Donna, was the overweight woman that was on bioidentical hormones, but still having so many problems, still having hot flashes, still having, you know, definitely weight problems and inflammatory problems. And all we did at the foundation was simply start testing accurately for estrogen, both in blood work and saliva, and seeing that these women were just incredibly toxic in estrogen. So while, and this is still happening today in most anti-aging practices and hormone practices, while doctors and patients are saying, well, I'm on natural estrogen or I'm on triest or biest, and I agree, I use that too in, when necessary, but for the most part, women are incredibly toxic. There's just way too much in the environment. There's way too much in our treatment. And you've got to get away from it. You've got to, it's the same story as leptin and insulin. Women have become resistant to the estrogen. They're kind of addicted to it. Mm. And we're not going to take it away, but we're going to make sure that it's balanced and it's working in their system. So that's, you know, that's where we start with it.
Yeah, I know for me, Doc, when I came to you, I was 6 years, you know, in this, I don't even know what to call it, this canyon of trying to get my hormones balanced. And every time I went to a new doctor, you know, I would go, they would prescribe, and I'd start taking some estrogen and testosterone and progesterone and DHEA. And the next thing you know, you feel good for a couple of weeks, and then you start to feel bad. You know, that's what I learned from you, is that it becomes highly addictive. You need more and more and more and more. By the time I got to you, I mean, good grief, I think I was off the charts.
Right. And that's the common thing we started to see. And we simply, you know, asked what this doesn't make sense. It's not balanced. It's very high. We need to bring it down. But therein lies the problem. And the treatment too is it's very addictive. It's very hard to just, you can't just take a woman who's been treated with estrogen and take it away. And that's not what we're going to do either. We're going to make sure we balance it, but we are going to restore sensitivity to it and make sure, again, balance, in balance with the body, with the progesterone. We talked about the medical treatment of it, and it's being used so in excess. It does have its place. Again, there's a lot of information on benefits with hearts and bones and brains and all these things, but it's really being used in excess by most clinics we see. Women who come to me from other clinics like you did, it's very simple. We get the testing and it's off the charts. And then it takes some skill to get it balanced, and we can do it pretty quickly. But we've got to take this in context with the environmental problem. You know, we're using estrogen in our livestock. We're using estrogen in our foods. It's being pumped into the chickens and the cows and the turkeys, everything to make them grow bigger, fatter, faster, and be more profitable for the food companies. Well, guess what happens to us? We get bigger, fatter, faster,
right.
And we're more profitable for the pharmaceutical companies. And that's the really bad form of estrogen. That's the synthetic estrogens that are so toxic and so cancer causing. And then we've got the xenoestrogens, another form of estrogen that are chemicals that act like estrogen in the body. We're talking about plastics and phthalates and bisphenol A's. So it's just this huge problem of estrogen toxicity that we have to be mindful of when we treat women with hormones. And there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And there's plenty of science to support the right way to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's what people think of, Doc, when they think of hormone balancing. They automatically think of estrogen right away. Mm-hmm. And it's not. You know, it's not just taking more estrogen, or like you said, or taking any hormone for that matter. It's getting them all to work together and in balance
Absolutely.
Is so important, right? I mean, it's like testosterone for guys.
Yeah, I mean, these things are, we know we need them. We're becoming very aware that we've ignored them for a long time, that, you know, the traditional healthcare system has really ignored them in light of pharmaceutical profits. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. So we can't go off the deep end and say, oh, well, we need testosterone, we need estrogen, let's take a whole bunch of it. It's natural, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will cause its own problems. And there's a right and a wrong way to do it. And this estrogen thing, from my standpoint, is a real problem. I mean, I rarely have women come to me that are treated with hormones that aren't overtreated. So we are, and balance is what it's all about. Balance is what feels good. It feels good, it looks good, and that's what keeps you healthy, is having everything in balance. You don't want lots and lots of estrogen. You don't want lots and lots of insulin or leptin, like we talked about.
Right.
You want to be in balance, and that's key.
And you want to make sure, you know, here's something. I remember going to one doctor and getting all of my hormones put into one, and this particular doctor used creams. He put everything into one cream and had me using it, you know, once or twice a day, I think. I think it was actually in the morning is the only time I used it. And you don't want to be doing that. You want to get back to as natural a usage as possible. You agree with that, Doc?
Yeah, I mean, women really have a lot of different hormones at work. Men do too, but it's that we can kind of blend them together for a man a little bit more, much more simply. Women should not be using these multi-dosed creams with all these different hormones in them. They should be have unique compounds for each. And we do use a cream form for estrogen, but we're very careful with it. We're always making sure we're not over-treating with it, and we're always making sure that we're taking care of all the other hormonal needs too. So there's a real art to this. You know, again, we've become aware of the need for hormonal regulation over the last 10 or 20 years, but it hasn't been perfected yet. I think we are the closest to it that I've seen, both with our testing and our treatment and even our compounding of really high-quality, affordable products. We use a lot of oral release sustainable products that are very easy to dose with hormones and very accurate. That's kind of new to the market. Mm-hmm. We do use creams for some, and just make sure we keep a woman in balance, and also listen to her, because she's going to know where balance is. And when we work together with you coaching her and me taking care of the medical needs and the woman reporting how she feels, when we do get retesting, things look great. And that's where I really love what we do, is the science speaks for itself. When we get the retest, it looks just perfect.
Right. Yep, it does, Doc. Doc, you want to talk to us a little bit today? I know one of the things that amazed me was that there were several types of estrogen, and you talk about three of them in particular. You want to, people tend to clump estrogens all into one bucket. And right. I know you're hearing all the time that estrogen, you know, bioidentical even, any kind of hormone replacement therapy causes cancer. And in particular, they always talk about estrogen. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Right. Well, there's three kinds. There's E1, E2, and E3, and that's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. We know the most about estradiol. That's the one we've used excessively the most. It's the one that the synthetic chemicals are based on, and we do know that there are risks involved even with natural estradiol, and the one I use the least, but we use blended preparations. We're thinking of estriol, the E3, is the safest and the most gentle, and one that is often out of ratio with the others. And estrone is E1, and we don't know quite as much about that, though I'm seeing we have a lot of theory here because we see so many tests on how that relates to the entire hormonal picture. But we're very careful to use a blended preparation. We use what's called Tri-S the most, which is a natural blend of those three with the most estriol. The cancer issues, they're there, but you have to take into account the amount of synthetic exposure and the toxicity that a woman's had. And again, it's all about balance, you know, and a lot of people that are understanding this more and more, like Suzanne Summers and other advocates that are out there teaching about health, they are becoming very aware of the key being the balance. And so we just want to bring awareness to the fact that estrogen in general is really a toxicity problem first and foremost, that women are being really overtreated. And then when we get into the treatment, we talk and we focus on the balance, the ratios, and keeping things in check. And, of course, the saliva testing we do tests for all three of those. So it's a really nice test to see where a woman is.
Yeah. Good. Well, I guess, Doc, we should talk a little bit about New Medicine Foundation and let people know that you do what you do. And I, as your sidekick for the coaching, we do what we do virtually. And that means basically to anybody, any place in the world. That's pretty exciting, Doc.
It's awesome. I love it. I was blown away by people finding us from overseas, both in that there just isn't a standard being set for hormonal care and healthcare, but that we were able to deliver that care. You know, it's the power of the internet, and we're getting great results with people anywhere in the world, which is really exciting. And we want to become the mission here. I know your mission and my mission both together is to really set that standard for natural healthcare that we see as lacking.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people trying to get healthy naturally. There's a lot of physicians trying to practice natural healthcare. And just on this hormonal topic or diabetes or what have you, there's a way to scientifically show what we do, get good testing, get people healthy, do it anywhere in the world, and that is going to allow the change that's needed, because there's a billion people in the world that need this care, or more. You know, really anybody in the modern world is developing these problems and needs this care. So we feel confident that we can help deliver it and build that team of doctors and coaches and patients that all love natural healthcare.
Yeah. And I might add that it's affordable. You've got payment plans. You've got, and you know, your own little, I like to refer to it as an insurance policy. You know, you really have put yourself out there to teach doctors, to teach people like myself, to teach your patients. And it's just been a phenomenal journey. And we've got, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, at least we've got to start taking care of our children, which I also want to let people know that Dr. Pearson is one of the few that will test children for hormone imbalances. So it's big, very, very big. So I just want to thank you, Doc, for being on the show, you know, again with me today. And we'll be back here next Monday, same time, same place. We're with Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation. And I am Coach Donna with A Voice for Change. Together, Doc and I are turning over a new leaf and helping people transform a new life. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. We look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to The Doc and Donna Show with Dr. Edward W. Pearson of the New Medicine Foundation and Donna Appel, health style counselor and coach with A Voice for Change. They are speaking out and exposing the myths about weight loss, hormone balancing, and a whole lot more. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Contact them with questions at support@avoiceforchange.com.